I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings. This is the automatically deleted husband, and actually feel slightly relieved, I guess, that your mailbox is not full. I don't know what it means. I don't know why you've had this problem and what's going on. Because obviously it's happened twice. One was a more extended period than this time. So I don't know what's going on. You know, and see, I have this concern for the woman I became one flesh with and have committed my life to, who committed her life to me. My concern for her continues. And my appeal to reconcile with her and her family continues. On that, you may notice a theme in the postcards the last, 3 days thus far. There is plans for more. With the simple idea, will you help restore my family? My assumption is I will get no response. But it's there. It's a handwritten card that a whole bunch of people will have to say, no, I will not. And they're going to have to live with that. You know, easiest way to do that is don't communicate. Just one other thing for today. You may recall when we were in Lower Alabama, besides the work with Westar that had issues, I also did a parallel effort with what, you know, because obviously Heritage Systems had collapsed and attempted to restart. And one restart effort went a little ways, but didn't. It never actually even generated any income. It was called DirectorWare. We actually did formally form the corporation and so forth, and which is something I wouldn't do again because I've learned. But that's a whole other issue. But the idea of DirectorWare had a specific objective. And I was developing a particular technology that it was built on stuff that was done in Birmingham previously and other things. Well, the underlying principles that was the focus of DirectorWare have gone live. They are in operation now. Obviously, they're being used initially in the gas stations. But that technology is live now. And it took over a decade. But you see, sometimes when you have a particular desire, objective, it takes time and you need the tenacity to press on. It happened. It's happened many times with Multi-Amusement Heritage Systems, and of course, with Chauffeur Nexus. Because in reality, a whole bunch of what I'm doing now goes back to the 1970s. But anyway, there's one of the things I have tenacity on, pursuing reconciliation. I'm not going to stop. Because I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, and I can't abandon others. I have to constantly, with all patience, reach out, proclaim obedience to Christ, and offer my hand of reconciliation without retribution. And I'm going to do that till the day I die. And I think one person for sure knows my commitment level. And that's my wife. My lady, I love you.